now, brothers and sisters, high priestess of souls, Sister Nina Simone.
You've heard Nina Simone's music before. Not everyone knows her by name, but chances are you've hummed along to some of her memorable melodies. A big talent born in the small town of Tryon, North Carolina in 1933, Nina was a child prodigy who began playing piano at the age of 3. Ultimately, her career would lead her to be recognized worldwide as an artist and activist, transcending genres and generations. Her daughter Lisa shares a story from her godmother, Nina's classmate at the Asheville School for Girls, about her mother's genius.
My mother was invited to their family home in Asheville, and her family were huge aficionados of classical music. And they said one of my mother's favorite hymns was Come Ye. And that my mother was able to play that hymn in the style of Bach, in the style of Debussy, and someone else. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that there was no charted music there in front of her? They said no. So can you imagine being able to, I don't even know what that takes, but right, to be able to take a hymn and to play it in the style of a classical composer, that boggles my mind.
She has been called an enigma. Yet her message was so strong and impactful that she created her very own unique brand of music.
I asked my mother one day, I was 16 years old, and I was starting to, you know, you get to be that age, you really start asking more questions and coming to your own conclusions. And I said to my mother, I was like, everybody calls you jazz. What do you call yourself? She said, black classical, darling. So that's what my mother called her music.
Fitting then that the woman known as the High Priestess of Soul, the same woman who created the term Black Classical, became a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018.
Had she become a classical pianist, would we be celebrating Nina Simone as we are today? I made a promise to my mother on her deathbed that she would not be forgotten.
In celebration of Nina Simone's work, the town of Tryon invites you to walk in her footsteps and learn more about the stories and the events that contributed to the creation of a legend.
It's better late than never, most definitely, because she deserves every accolade, every reward, every honor that she's being awarded now.
Learn more about Nina Simone and Historic Tryon by clicking on the links in the text. Then click next to hear a childhood friend talk about Nina.